From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates crisscrossed the Midwestern United States Saturday ahead of Tuesday's key primaries. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump blamed Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he said was a planned disruption that forced Trump to cancel a Chicago rally Friday night. Sanders issued a statement Saturday denying his campaign organized the protests. He blamed Trump's harsh rhetoric for provoking attacks by Trump supporters. Campaigning in Kansas City, Missouri, meanwhile, the Republican frontrunner's speech was interrupted several times by protesters holding up signs.
You know, it's really amazing. You know, when you think about it, you see this, just disruptors, bad people, so bad for our country, so bad for our country. People have no idea what's going on. So bad.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, called Trump's campaign rhetoric dangerous. She appealed to voters Saturday to reject what she called a tide of bullying, bigotry, and blustering.
If you see bigotry, you should oppose it. If you see violence, you should condemn it. And if you see a bully, you should stand up to him.
President Obama weighed in, speaking at a fundraiser in Dallas, saying that candidates running for office should be focused on making America better, not on insults and schoolyard taunts. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said if Donald Trump is the nominee, Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich also criticized Trump's rhetoric. There are five primaries on Tuesday, a key day for campaigns. This is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is vowing to retaliate against the Islamic State after two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk. One three-year-old girl was killed in the attacks, while 600 others were wounded. Hundreds more were forced to flee their homes. Security and hospital officials say the latest attack took place early Saturday in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. The top U.S. diplomat said the level of violence, by all accounts, has been reduced by 80% to 90%, which he said is very, very significant. Meanwhile, Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim said that his government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement. However, he added its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive. Mualim said Saturday in Damascus the diplomats would leave for Geneva on Sunday. A Syrian opposition official says the foreign minister was halting the Geneva talks before they start. Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei has brightened the life of a Syrian refugee who's been stranded in a muddy camp in Greece. Ai managed to bring a large white piano outside the camp on the Greek-Macedonian border so that Syrian musician Nur al-Khazm could play for the first time in 3 years. Ai and others held a plastic sheet over al-Khazm to protect her from the cold rain while she performed. The artist said that the woman is a profile of courage.
The humanity, the people who love art and understand art, human emotions, would overcome the politics and the war.
Ai has been in Greece for several weeks and is writing a book about the migrant crisis there. Al-Khazm is one of thousands of Syrian refugees stuck in Greece after Macedonia closed its border. And the Lebanese government on Saturday approved an emergency plan to open three landfills near Beirut. Under the deal, a key landfill near the city will be reopened for 2 months to take in thousands of tons of trash that have been pushed to the outskirts of Beirut. Two other landfills will open north and south of the city. The crisis began last year when officials closed a landfill south of the city with no plan in place to put the garbage somewhere outside Beirut. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.